Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Growth, and Wellness.
Truthful Tuesdays, right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, with Sandy Rogers Show. And you know, I'm your hostess, Sandy Rogers, and I get so excited every Tuesday because I'm blessed with the absolute most phenomenal people in the world that come on and agree to share their life and their journeys with you, the audience. And tonight, there's no exception. I can't wait to bring them on. But you know, there's a couple of things that we must do first in order to get ourselves on the same energy frequency. And so the very first thing that we do, especially on Tuesday nights, is we give thanks to our ancestors, because without them, we would not be here. They paved the way. They showed us the way. They made a way for us. And so, ancestors, we are indeed forever, forever indebted to you, and we love you, we honor you, and we thank the Creator for your presence in our life. So we know, ancestors, that you got our top, bottom, back, and front. And so for that, always, always, we love you. Whew, ashe, ashe. The next thing that we do to anchor ourselves in a relaxed, let the day fall away kind of energy is we read our daily inspirational message. And today's message is actually very appropriate, and you'll understand once I bring tonight's guest on. But it's called God is the Source. And God directed me in writing these daily inspirationals years ago, and they always seem to still be in the appropriate time of the day. So God is the Source. It says, I will wake up and live the life I love in spirit and in truth. My source is God. I am sustained in a power I will never be able to express in words. This power is God. The power of God is incredible. It is awesome. This power can turn war into peace. This power can transcend time and place. It is everywhere, evenly distributed. It is a power that heals and harmonizes everything in its path. I connect to my infinite source at all times. There's a power inside of me that is greater than any outside influence. I rise up and greet this power with my utmost respect. I rise up to welcome this power into every small detail of my existence. I rise up. I must be fully awake to utilize this power. I choose to be aware of this power. I acknowledge this power. I am this power in human expression. There is a gift inside of me begging for expression through me. I know it. I feel it. I can sense it. I live this life that has been but a dream. I fully engage in its reality. I give birth to it with ease, joy, and peace. And I'm excited. Wake up and fully live. Wake up and allow your uniqueness to flow to water all of humanity. You are a gift. I discover the life I sincerely love. I live the life I love. I am the life I love. God is my strength, my courage, and my wisdom. With God, I can conquer all fear and live victoriously. With God, all things are possible. I am charged with an unfailing attitude of success. Thanks, God, for choosing me to do the work that I alone am called to do. Thanks, Creator, for entrusting me with the gifts to make a contribution that benefits all of mankind. God is my source. You'll understand that more and more as we go along with tonight. So again, those are my daily inspirational messages. And if you would like to receive them daily in your inbox on your email, you can find it at RevSandy.wordpress.com, and just submit your email and they'll be delivered to you every day. It's my gift to the world. It's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So, you know, in February, I am dedicating this month that we historically call Black History Month, although we know every month 24/7, 365 is Black History, but, you know, we'll let them have it like that. So we're recognizing strong and powerful Black couples this month, and I tell you, it has been extraordinarily positive with individuals that come on that are doing things that, you know, we don't always acknowledge the heroes that's out there that's doing the work. So that's what we're doing this month. We're showcasing people that are making the doggone thing work for all of us. And so our guests tonight are Charles and Stephanie Hardy. Now, our audience, you guys know, but let me just remind you, you're invited to join in the discussion, and all comments are welcomed, and our intention is to hear any voice that would like to be a part of the show, either through a question or giving congratulations to the couple, the speakers, or what have you. So our call-in number here is 516-531-9819, and you just press 1 on the dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. Now, the only thing is that some of our listeners go to bed before 9 o'clock, and some of them are not off work on the West Coast. And so we want the playback quality to be the best possible. So if I open up your line, I normally don't close you down. And just if you're not speaking, just put your phone on mute for any of the listeners that's calling in. And you can always go back and listen to any of the broadcasts that we've had in the past. And you can do that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. That's SandyRogers. All right, so that's all the housekeeping stuff out the way, right? You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to lift our spirits up just a little bit more with some music. And when we come back, it is my absolute honor and privilege to bring to you the incredible, strong, powerful Black couple, also known as Charles and Stephanie Hardy. We'll be right back, you guys.
I just want to give plan. Hope I can pick somebody up. Somebody else.
That song, that was Raul Madone, Pick Somebody Up. And you're going to get the connection between that and our guest tonight also. So welcome back. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And, you know, you're welcome to call and chat live on air with us at 516-531-9819. And just simply press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. So I tell you, this has been such an amazing month, and we have had some spectacular, powerful black couples and families on the line on the show with us this month. So tonight is so wonderful. It's so powerful. You guys just, grab your seat, man, because this one's going to fly right on off the chart. So let me read the intro to the show, and then I'm going to bring on Charles and Stephanie, and we're going to rock and roll it from there, right? So something positive from the shutdown with Charles and Stephanie Hardy is the name of the show. So their chance meeting has blessed the world. Charles placed a call for volunteers on Facebook, and Stephanie responded. That event did not pan out, but their meeting did. So the Hardy couple has since organized and operated Athens Alliance Coalition, which serves the entire community. They mentor children. They provide visitors for the elderly while teaching the young people about giving back. The participation from the children is constantly growing and increasing. Together, they feed the homeless and they clean the homeless tent areas with the help of the children. So their dedication is just amazingly tireless. So tonight we're going to find out how this couple inspires the youth while helping the less fortunate who are homeless and hungry. We're going to learn about their organization, Alliance Coalition, or the Athens Coalition. Athens Alliance Coalition. I'm going to get it right in a second. And all the wonderful, wonderful work that they do in the community. And so I want to welcome Charles and Stephanie to the show and just thank you ever so much for taking time out of the work that you're doing in the community to come and bless us with inspiration and motivation by the work that you're doing. So, Charles, I'm going to start with you. You guys are quiet over there. You're probably on mute, so take your phone off of mute. So, Charles, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ms. Rogers, how you doing?
I'm well. Just call me Sandy. That works.
Okay,
I'm
how
doing,
you doing, Ms.
Great. Yeah, I've heard some wonderful, amazing things about you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm always trying to build and grow within myself so I can give it back to my community.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's bring your wife on, and then I'm going to come back to you. How about that?
All right.
Okay. Hey, Miss Stephanie.
Hey, Sandy. How you doing?
doing well. And you're the lucky one, huh? You got blessed with that fabulous man over there named Mr. Charles.
Yeah, that's my king.
I'm so thankful that both of you have agreed to be with us tonight. And so we're touching on a couple of things, Charles and Stephanie. We're talking about business and how powerful couples run businesses that are successful. And then we also want to talk about how that impacts your relationship or your marriage, and any advice that you may have for people that may be, you know, kind of going through some stuff right now. And if we get to that, we do, but, you know, those have been a couple of the areas that we've been talking about this month. So, Charles, I understand that the Athens Alliance Coalition is actually your baby, right?
Yeah, that's my baby. Started a while back, about 3 years now, Sandy. Started about 3 years back, and I always had a passion for mentoring kids. My mom used to always tell me that I had a gift from leading people in a positive direction, in any direction. I mean, you know, growing up, I wasn't always a good guy, but I always had people that followed me, and I just pretty much took that and made it into something positive, man, to be able to coach the youth and help the homeless people in our communities.
Mm.
That's how I was able to actually meet my wife. Like you said in the beginning, I gave a call out to Facebook looking for volunteers. And at the time, my wife was already volunteering. Her and another group of girls were already volunteering in the community. So I guess when they seen my post, maybe it might have been my picture, Sandy. I don't know.
Tell the truth now.
Sassy.
No,
you let him go right ahead.
But when they seen my post and heard my story and seen what I was trying to do in the community, I mean, it all went uphill from there. I mean, we ain't been looking back. Every day we're doing something. I don't even sleep. She get on me sometimes, like, baby, lay down and get some rest. It's going to work. I mean, I'm always doing something because it's so much work. Now in this pandemic, it's so much work that needs to be done inside our community, especially our black community.
We're
seeing more and more people being homeless on the street. I mean, every week that we go out there, we're seeing new faces, more people that's being homeless. I constantly have kids, parents reach out to me for tutoring, mentoring, and that type of thing. I mean, the need is so strong out there now because of this pandemic, and we can't never get enough people as far as part of Asset Alliance, so either volunteer to cover every base in the neighborhood because it's needed bad.
I believe it too, you know, because we don't hear the real life stories that are going on, you know, because certain powers that be are pushing another agenda, you know, to keep us off track and not in tune to the needs of our community. Was there anything specific, Charles, that got you started with this organization or gave you this vision? Because what you're saying and what I'm feeling coming out of your spirit is that you had I want to call it an epiphany, but, you know, like God placed something in you or, you know, you had some type of request going out to the universe and this was birthed through you. So was there anything specifically that got you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes. Well, back in 1991, like I said, I wasn't a good guy. I stayed pretty much in Chicago, Athens, you know, traveling back and forth. I had family all over the United States pretty much. But as a teen growing up, I was a real problem child. I mean, I did everything under the sun. Took my parents through enough, man. And I got caught up. One of the guys told on me back in 1991. And it sent me to prison for 22 years.
Wow.
I did 22. Yes, ma'am. I did 22 years in prison. And I used to lay there every night in prison. You know, as the years went by and I seen so much stuff and lost so many people that I love. I think the turning point back when my mom died, I was in prison when my mom died. And I remember laying on this concrete bed and I thought it was time to eat, and I heard the guard open my door and said, "Charles, your mama just died," and shut the door.
Oh,
back.
Wow.
So I was thinking to myself, I'm like, did he just say my mama died?
Mm.
And I got up and I knocked on the door, and the guards came back. They're like, "What's the problem?" I said, "Somebody got to be playing with me out there because somebody just said my mom was dead." And he said, "Yeah, Mr. Hardy, we just got a call from your family, said your mom passed away of cancer." And I couldn't believe it. I mean, just sitting in this little bitty cell with no window, no TV or nothing to look at, nobody to talk to or nothing, I couldn't really understand it. So I dropped to my knees. I ain't cried yet, Sam. Now, I don't know why the tears won't come, but I dropped to my knees then, and I told God that if he ever, ever give me another chance to go back into society, that I'm going to do everything that my mama wanted me to see me do. And that would be a good, outstanding citizen and build my community up, the community that I helped destroy as a kid. And through the grace of God, 22 years later, I finally walked out. And I didn't even – it still don't seem real. And I've been out 5.5 years now. But when I walked out that gate, and Stephanie can tell you this, I haven't stopped running. My feet been running, chasing God. Asking God, what is it else that I need to do to let my mama smile down on me? So that's what gave me my passion. Because I made God that promise that if he ever gave me another chance, what I was going to do. And I haven't stopped. I haven't stopped.
He was sentenced to life in prison. I just had to add that in. He was sentenced to life in prison. So for him to get the opportunity – He's living by what he, you know, asked for, really, really. I'm so
that
proud
that prayer was sincere, and that's the reason why he has been given this opportunity to be so successful and to be able to pour so much sincere love. Because I've worked in some, I think I'll call them disadvantaged special populations, how about that, where, you know, they weren't well received by other people, some of them being homeless in, you know, various situations. And all anybody wants, just like the singer Raul Madon was saying in that song, people just want to be loved on. You know, they just want to be accepted as a human being. Don't need nothing fancy. Don't need nothing cute. You know, all of that. Just accept me as a human being. And I see that that's the work that you guys are doing. Like, I went on your website, and it's just like every other day you guys are out there doing magnificent projects within your community. And that's so commendable, you know, because, like, even most churches only do, you know, something one day a week. And for you guys to be out there, like, every other day, I'm seeing a posting on your website, that is just absolutely extraordinary.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And that's only what you see on the website. He actually does other things, you know, outside of what he posts on the website. So that's only what he puts on the website, but it's actually almost every day.
Yeah. And so for you guys, let me just put this in here. For you guys that may not have seen the show promo anywhere, their website is Alliance, A-L-L-I-A-N-C-E, Coalition, C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N-L-L-C.com, Alliance Coalition, LLC.com, and you will see all the outstanding work that they're doing in the community. And Charles, you were getting ready to say something.
That's pretty much covered. We post some of the stuff that we do, but we do so much other. We do so much other stuff. We was able to provide Wi-Fi for all the kids doing virtual learning. Over $40,000. We helped them with that. We was donated a whole lot of desktop computers. So I was able to go around house from house, hooking up computers, giving them to families so their kids would be able to get, to get on the computer and stuff. We do a lot of stuff. We picked up desks. Desk that was donated to us from the school system so the kids can have, you know, because virtual learning is going on here in Athens. So everybody, a lot of the kids actually needed desks and stuff like that. So we was able to provide that. It's just so much. Like tomorrow is my off day from work, and I'm going to be in the community all day tomorrow helping it, making sure the homeless. It's 29 degrees outside, making sure they're warm, they got food. It just never stops, man, and it make me feel good. And I'm telling you, my heart is just so strong for this. It make me feel good in the inside to hear, "Thank you, Mr. Charles." That's all I don't look for nothing in return. Just to know that I did what God asked me to do, and to hear you say thank you is all I need. That's it.
Right. So where do you? Is it because of the work that you're doing and people know who you are and what your organization does that they're looking to you and gifting you with these supplies and whatever you need is coming to you? Or are you out there, you knocking on doors? How are you getting what you need to satisfy the needs of the community?
I'm having to just pretty much knock on beat down doors, send out emails. We got a good, strong volunteer and fan base here in Athens. But unfortunately, we ain't on the same page with the government right now, the city officials right now. I'm trying to get us there, but everybody don't have the type of heart I got. Let me just put it like that.
Right.
So I wouldn't call it that me and my members be begging, but we be asking for help for what we do.
Yeah.
And people see what we do. We ain't asking for us. We asking for our communities.
Right.
And that's where a lot of people get it get it. They like, why would he need money? He got a job. He work. I'm not asking for me. I don't need nothing. God gave me everything he needs to give me when I walked out that gate. I'm okay.
I need
to help my community. So that's how I feel about that. But they don't. A lot of people understand and a lot of people won't understand. I guess you would pretty much have to walk in. Like my wife said, I had life in 20 in prison. I don't even supposed to be here. So being able just to talk to you, Ms. Sandy, that's enough blessing for me by itself.
That's
enough blessing.
Yeah, well, you know, some government officials or some community members, and they're not always all government, it's just the mindset of the community. They don't want to see that there's a problem, that's going on within their community. They don't want to know that there's homelessness and, you know, that it's escalating and that children are suffering because, you know, they're locked away from others and things like that. And so I can I get it. Not that I agree with it or understand it, but I know I live in Cobb County, which is not historically a place where lower income people reside, is what I've been told. I don't know. I've only been here for 25 years. But I remember, you know, like working within certain organizations, and when they first started doing the homeless count, maybe about 22 years ago or something like that, and the people that were a part of this very active organization was like, we don't have a homelessness problem. I was like, really? You know, and when the count came in, those people were actually startled. So I don't know if it's just they've got blinders on, and so all they want to see and all they see is what's directly in front of them. So don't lose heart is the whole point that I want to make for you with that, is that, you know, you guys may, there may come another count pretty soon, and maybe when they see the numbers, you know, they'll finally get it. So don't lose heart. Just keep plugging away, doing what you're doing. Follow your heart.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't even know if they do a count in Athens. Do they, Charles?
No, they don't. They wait for organizations like us to tell them that we got 60 people laying behind the building on such and such street or whatever. They don't.
I'm telling you, it's not an isolated situation. That's all I'm saying. People don't want to know the truth. You know, they want to think that their little whatever is how everybody live. And it's the furthest thing from the truth. So, but
and
I'm just
so
excited go ahead.
I just want to say, too, that I couldn't do half the things that I do without having the strong members that we have. I mean, we got school teachers. We got sheriff's officer. All of them have joined the Athens Alliance Coalition. We got lawyers. We got certified counselors. All of them became a member of Athens Alliance because they seen the drive. They seen what was trying to take place, what we was trying to form. So having a successful organization like we got, we can't do it by ourselves. It took the members that we got. It took the people in the community to support us. I mean, because we just – I mean, a lot of people looked at it in the beginning like, oh, this is just going to be another nonprofit organization. I mean, because Athens have 992 nonprofit organizations. So they figure, oh, this is just another nonprofit organization that going to blow some smoke up in the air for a year or whatever, and then they'll be gone. No, that ain't the way my heart works. And my members are the same way. You ought to see, if you look at that, you say you've seen our website. Look at their faces. Look at what they're doing. They actually love. I mean, you can't find too many people like that now. Those people that's a part of Ask an Alliance Coalition, they love what they're doing. They love it. I mean, they got a passion. I believe that's why I brought them on board, because I love when you find somebody like that with a passion like yours to help, to want to build, man, you go to group with them and y'all keep building and growing together. That's how it's supposed to be.
That's right. And you say you've only been doing this for about 3 years, 3.5 years, Charles?
Yeah. Well, I only been a 501c 3.5 years. But I've been doing it since the day I walked out the prison gate.
Wow. Okay.
Since the first day, I'm talking about not the first stop I made was at my mom and my little sister grave site. They buried right beside each other.
And I
told them right there at that grave site, I said, I'm home. I came home. And I'm going to do everything I can to make y'all proud of me. And I ain't looked. And since that day I walked away from that grave, I ain't stopped.
Okay. Now, that's a powerful promise to make on them grave sites. I know that.
But that's awesome, man.
Yeah. Because even when you want to stop, you can't, right?
I might sleep. My wife will tell you, I might sleep 4 hours a day. If I ain't in there on the computer emailing people, like now we got a big cleanup coming Sunday. Well, you know, where we go around and clean up the homeless camp for them and stuff. Feed them and all that. We got a big cleanup this Sunday on the 22nd in Athens.
Wow.
We're going to clean up 2 homeless camps and we're going to feed them hot meals. We got people that came on board, they cooking hot meals in their homes, bringing them out.
Wow.
I mean, last week, I think we had a fourth. How old that little girl was that did that food?
She was 13 years old.
Really?
We had a 13-year-old kid fix a hot meal for 60 homeless people.
Wow. 60. That's so wonderful.
We talking about spaghetti, corn, salad. We talking about 60 meals from a 13-year-old.
Wow.
I have never seen that happen. I'm almost 50 years old, and I have never seen that happen before. Never.
That is so awesome. It's children just don't know how, you know, not the how to, but they don't know where they can be of service like that. So for you to provide that opportunity to them, because it's already in them, you know, that is so beautiful. Gosh.
Yeah. And we got.
And so tell me about this cleaning up the homeless camp. So that, I'm sure it's done here in Atlanta. I have no idea, but I'm just going to assume that it's being done here. So, wow, yeah. So tell me about that. Tell me what drove you in that direction.
First of all, I'm a real neat person myself. I don't like nothing nasty. One day I just happened to be driving. I forgot where I was going. One day, I was just driving, and I just happened to look to my left, and I seen a whole bunch of tents in the woods. And I'm like, what are they doing up there? So I park my truck, and I get out, and I walk up in the woods. And I'm looking at people laying on it. At this time, they had kids out there, too. One family had kids out there. And I'm like, what is this? They said, sir, we homeless. I said, y'all homeless? They said, yeah. And this is like probably 5 minutes away from the University of Georgia. I'm talking about $1 billion university. So I'm like, this can't be something wrong with this picture right here. Kids out here? So I took a few pictures. I talked to a few people. And I said, look, we got to do something about this. And then that's when, you know, every week I started going out there. I was taking a little bit. You know, I ain't got much, but I ain't scared to share. So I would take them little bit by little bit. And then that when other people started seeing and getting involved, like, wow, this man out there, I mean, if he can do it, why can't we do it? You know what I'm saying? So then when they started telling me, the homeless people started telling me about the other camps around Athens where people are homeless and hid. They try to pretty much put their place of where they stand at away from the street, because if the police or somebody tell them to leave, they don't have anywhere to go.
Right.
So they try to hide from the street. They, you know, put it up in the woods a little bit. But I think I done found now, this been going on a while now. So I think now I done found probably close to around like six or seven homeless camps around Addison. And mind you now, this ain't just one person in this camp. This is like
multiple
families in these camps. So my volunteer list got longer. My organization got stronger. And so now we all do it together. When we all go out there like a family. And we get them respected as if they were staying in a mansion.
Yeah. And you guys are literally cleaning up. Cleaning around and helping them and feeding them.
Yes, man. And now with the supplies and stuff, like the trash bags and gloves, I take my own money out of my check every 2 weeks and I go buy trash bags. I go buy hand sanitizer, face mask, you name it, whatever, rake, wheelbarrows. I buy all this stuff myself. And me and my members and my volunteers, we go in and we clean up that whole camp. We get all the dirty clothes out of it. Now, mind you, they don't have a bathroom out there. So we get all the dirty clothes, the paper that's on the ground. We rake. I had another nonprofit organization bought me like 60 phones, solar power phone chargers. Because, you know, homeless people, they do have phones and stuff. So we got them solar power chargers and took them out there to them so they could charge their phone up overnight. I mean,
wow!
I'm telling you, it's sad to see that stuff to me, but I'm trying to change it, but I can't do it by myself.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you're getting the help, you know, and especially with those young people, though, Charles, that's amazing.
And I'm seeing more kids. More families, now more volunteers are bringing their kids out, black, white, Mexican, it don't matter what color they are. The old kids are coming out there. The parents actually call and tell me or either Stephanie that could they bring their kids to help. So kids are now, I mean, you've probably seen it on the website, kids are now coming out to help us, to help the homeless people. So that I think that's amazing. For you to start at 10, 11, 12 years old, and want to help the homeless people, that pretty much says you on the right track, mind-wise, as a kid.
For sure.
So I love that. I love to see kids come out there. And then, you know, we already mentor kids anyway, so that give me an opportunity also, you know, to give them a little lecture about life, on what steps they need to take so they won't be in that position when they get older or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it worked both ways.
Right. I'm just loving your program, and I probably like Stephanie trying to figure out like, so how are you doing all of this? You know, so you guys go out and you got the multi-generational factor included in that also, because you have the children going to visit and to sit with the elders as well. Did I understand that?
Yes, ma'am. We do all that. And we got it where we are, like doing voting time or something like that, or elder person need to go to the store. We have a van. Athens Alliance do have a transportation van as to where we'll take them around to go shopping or take the kids to nursing homes and that type of stuff. And then we do reward the kids. When the kids do something good, like tomorrow I might say, all kids that got A's and B's, we going to a Hawks game. Or, you know, we reward them.
Right.
We don't have to, but when a kid know they got something to – I learned this a long time ago. When a person feel like they have something to strive for, it make them want to strive for it.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, just telling my kid, if I had a kid, me just telling that kid, all right, you're going to be good now, and that's it. I mean, we don't owe them nothing true enough, but when somebody got something to, and I know this just from being in prison for so long, when you got something to strive for, you going to strive for it versus just waiting, you know, just waiting. Okay, well, if it happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't. No. We don't make asking a line, do not make no false promises. If people call and say they need to, I mean, I can still remember, and my wife don't even know I remember this. I remember a lady calling my wife one night, probably around 10 o'clock at night, and said her and her kids haven't eaten in a week. How can a family, how can a single parent with three kids go a week without eating? I felt that crazy. But my wife got on the phone, called Pizza Hut, and ordered her through, and I was mad about that because that was my money. But she ordered three pizzas and had them delivered to that lady's front door right then with no questions asked.
Right, right.
And I looked at my wife. She didn't know why I was looking at her like that. I looked at her like that because I'm like, this lady that I married, heart is just as big as mine. it's just as big as mine. I mean, because I would have did the same. I mean, I done took my last dollar out of my wallet to give to a homeless man.
Sure. And I need
gas in my car. You know, I'm just that type of person. I seen that I married a lady just like that.
That's why you guys are so powerful together. You know, you're powerful separately, but you're like superpowers joined together.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
She called me Superman. I call her my Superwoman. I mean,
all right, then. That's what I'm talking about. That put a smile on my face.
Hey, Miss Sandy, I think we're gonna be doing this for the rest of our life. I told her the other night. I even told somebody at work today. They said, "Charles, man, you're doing so good in the community, man. What drives you?" I said, "Man, let me tell you, I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life until I can see the changes that I want to see that will make me smile, because I can't smile right now. I see and hear too much stuff that's disturbing. So I can't smile. Until I can smile, that's when I stop."
That's amazing. And you will want to smile bigger and bigger as you go, so you'll never stop. And I talk from experience with that. I've been doing community work since I was 11, and I am now 70. And I feel more actively involved in the community now than I was back then. So you don't stop. You just keep going.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Miss Stephanie, let's hear from you, darling.
Uh-oh, sorry, I had to unmute my phone.
That's okay. So what is your primary role in the coalition? Do you have a primary role, or do you and Charles just balance each other out? Let us know how that works for you.
My title is event coordinator, but whatever Charles asks me to do or whatever I see where I could fit in, I do it. So I'm the president, vice president, business manager, secretary, treasurer, all of that wrapped up in him. I'm his better half.
All right.
So that's how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you work as well?
Yes, I do. I'm actually a case manager for a behavioral health care service. I've been with them going on 6 years. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to, like, talking to the people in the community, especially, like, with the homeless community, I'm able to really, really relate with them because I know what they go through when it comes to the system. I know what they're faced with, like their frustrations and all of that. Like, I'm able to relate with them. So that helps being a case manager with a behavioral health service. So
you guys are doing all of this work. Now I understand a little bit better what Charles was just saying about he doesn't sleep. So you guys have full-time jobs. Plus, you're doing all of this other work with the Athens Alliance Coalition. That's incredible. I mean, that's a lot of hours in a day.
It is. And I, like he said, I have to actually tell him to get some rest. I really, really do. Because he's steady going. His mind is always going, trying to make the community better or trying to put up an event, just something. He's always, you know, he's always at it. And, I mean, I'm proud of him for doing it. I really am. But I also have to tell him just to slow down because I don't want him to tire himself out.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are mm-hmm. super duper. I love the energy between you. I love the respect that you have of each other and how you honor and balance and support one another. That's obviously are some main factors that we need in maintaining good relationships with each other.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So what are some of the things that you guys have planned? Well, I know Charles just told us about the big cleanup coming this coming Sunday that you guys have planned. So how often do you do things like that? And as the event planner, Stephanie, do you like maintain a calendar of different events that you want to have? Is it something that you and Charles put together, or does it just go by the needs of what the community needs?
Well, actually, it's going by the needs of what the community needs. And here often we have people, well, I have people messaging me saying that they want to contribute, they want to cook for the homeless community. And so what we're doing is like planning Sundays, because how it started with the Sundays is someone actually reached out to Charles and said, you know, that they wanted to supply meals to the less fortunate and also the low-income communities. They wanted to supply meals every Sunday. So that's what we had started out doing. And that started in, I think, October, babe? Was it October?
Yeah, October.
Yeah, so in October we had started every Sunday. We were actually going out and giving meals to the less fortunate, and actually whatever we had left over, we would give to the homeless community. So people, you know, seeing us on Facebook and everything and seeing us every Sunday going out to the communities, and they actually, you know, wanted to volunteer and supply meals. So this coming up Sunday, we have someone, her name is Audrey. She's actually the owner of a bakery in Athens, Ugly Duckling Bakery.
Okay.
And she said that she wanted to cook for us. And so we scheduled it for this Sunday. And when she said that she wanted to cook, she actually had someone reach out to her and say that they wanted to supply toiletries. So therefore, we're going to be giving out meals. We're going to be giving out toiletries, and we're also going to be cleaning up a few of the homeless camps this coming Sunday. So that's how we're starting. So we really don't have a calendar, but if people reach out to us, we try to, you know, shift our schedules around so that we can be available to the community to, you know, provide hot meals or toiletries or whatever is needed.
Right.
So that's
right.
How that's going so far. I would like an actual schedule, but whenever the need comes up and we're available, we'll do it.
Okay. I was just wondering, you know, as far as like organization, how you accomplish that. But, you know, whatever system you're using is obviously working, because I'm telling you, when you go down that page on your website, it's like every other day you guys are out there, you know, like taking care of business with the community. And I just have not that I'm aware of or coming to memory for me of any organization or any group of people that actually go out and help to clean a homeless camp, or, you know, to provide. I know there's been some organizations that would go out and do like sack lunches and things like that, even in the wintertime to people. But you guys are actually doing food, you know, like for real food, not just sandwiches. like the little 13-year-old. That is so incredible right there. I'm just loving the whole energy that you have that's going through, you know, like the people there in Athens, you know. So people are looking and thinking, now what can I do to help, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will say one of the events was not necessarily events, but one of the things that my husband did recently is the homeless, it was a homeless camp, and the owner, the landowner of the homeless camp, was saying, like, how trashy it was, and they wanted the homeless people to get out. Like, they had to get out immediately. They even called the police or whatever. So what my husband did is he put a post out and he asked for volunteers and said, you know, however many people come on board to help us clean this camp out, let's clean it out. So we actually got together, probably about 40, 50 people, volunteers came together and cleaned the homeless camp up. And the landowner said, well, since, you know, Athens Alliance came in and they did that for the homeless community, then the homeless people can have an extended stay. And that's what happened. Because, you know, my husband put things together, put things in place for them to clean up the community.
Mm. How does that make you feel, Charles?
Hey, my heart is smiling.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It makes me feel good just to know when I roll up at one of these sites, homeless sites, man, that they greet, I mean, these people greet me with genuine love, not because they feel like I got some food in my van or not because the type of clothes. I'm talking about these people give me genuine love. And I asked it, I don't know if you've seen the last post that we put up on the website, but I actually sit down, and I sit right there with them. If I had to sit on the ground, I sit right there with them and conversate with them and talk to them like I've been knowing them all my life. I mean, because you got to think about this right here. For the last 22 years, I was in a prison system amongst rapists, killers, child molesters, burglars, and we had to communicate. So what make these people that ain't got nowhere to go any different from the one that I've been around all my life? We all God children.
Yep,
we all God children.
You shine a new light on that for a lot of people, you know, to reevaluate or to take another look at, you know, whatever attitudes they may have toward homeless folks, you know, and the importance of treating everyone with respect. And that's what I get more out of what you guys are saying than anything else. You know, it's like, especially for you, Charles, is that, you know, like, hey, man, I'm no different from them, and they no different from me. And so we all get to sit, you know, and if I got to sit on the ground and talk, then I just want to be in the mix with people, with God's children, and be able to provide whatever help and support. And that is just so admirable, you know, because – there's a lot of people that may be, you know, like two steps away from being homeless, but they still have a doggone attitude toward people, you know, that don't have, quote unquote, you know, what they think they have. So, y'all got me choked up over here now. it's so necessary that what you're doing is so necessary to have the type of compassion that you do, and the determination to help serve the people is what you guys are doing is just extremely powerful.
We did have about a month ago. We did have two nonprofit organizations from Athens, from Atlanta, to come down. Where they reached out to me and said that I don't know how they got my information or what, but they reached out to me and said that they love what Athens Alliance is doing and want to know could they come down and be a part of it.
Okay.
So they did come
Instagram.
Down. Instagram. They got it from Instagram. Mm-hmm. So they came down. They cooked food in their homes or whatever, and they rented a couple of vans and stuff, and they came down, and, man, they were rocking with us, man. We had a good time. They rocked it out with us, man. And they said they want to come back at least once a month to always help us when we're out in the community and stuff. So I found that to be kind of awesome.
That is, because you're teaching, you know, people.
And then later, I'll never forget, one of the ladies of the organization said, "This man's so powerful, he even got the people from the city department to come pick up the homeless trash." I mean, yeah, that's one of the things that I did network and get right. I mean, if we're going to go in there and clean these camps up and come out of that with 40, 50 bags of nothing but trash, then it's
wow.
If y'all ain't going to help us, y'all need to come get the trash. Come pick their trash up. Why you can't get their trash? So I did network that part and got that part working right. But, yeah, it was awesome that they came down to help us like that, man. And I see them on Instagram all the time, always giving us shout-outs and stuff, asking the lines. So that makes me feel good when people recognize the good things that we do.
Yeah, because you're teaching them, too, you know, like, and – I mean, I'm thankful that they're coming down there learning from you, but, you know, we got quite a few homeless folks up here in the Atlanta area, too, you know, and they're picking up skills and picking up what you're doing so that they could bring that program back to Atlanta. But, you know, either way, as long as the humanity is being served, that's all that's important.
Exactly.
I was just about to say that, Sandy. Like, it is a lot of homelessness in Atlanta as well, but just to know that they chose Athens Alliance to support says a lot, because they actually they do support homelessness in Atlanta, but they actually seen the work that Athens Alliance does via Instagram. And they were like, "Oh, this is a little community or whatever. Let's go help them, you know." And they actually came out to Athens and helped us. And that's because, like, Charles, he networks a lot via Instagram, Facebook. You don't use Twitter, do you, Charles?
It was.
No, I said you don't use Twitter, do you?
No.
Oh yeah, but just the way that he networks, like someone actually asked me, they was like, "Oh my God, you guys' website is so awesome! Your Facebook page is awesome! Your Instagram, he does all of it."
It's oh wow! Where'd you learn how to do that, Charles?
I'll take the pictures.
You got 1 or 2 degrees under my belt, but no, I just sit down and I learn it. I mean, it's just like putting a jigsaw puzzle together. If you sit down and study it long enough, you'll get it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll take all the pictures, and once he gets the pictures, like even after we do the event or whatever, I'll take all the pictures. He'll get the pictures, and he'll upload them. Yeah.
Wow.
And make his posts and just put it out there. And the thing about it,
the majority of the administrative work is done between the two of you guys.
Yep.
Wow. But that's deep.
Yeah,
right
even
there.
Like when we apply for, because of course we apply for grants because, you know, we need funding because oftentimes
right.
it, you know, comes out of our pockets. But we'll, he and I will apply for grants or we'll do fundraisers. Like the fundraiser we have coming up, which I'm going to start promoting on Facebook, is a shoe drive. And it's going to be awesome. Like we can get up to, I think it's $3,000, but it's cool because all we need is like new or used shoes, gently used shoes, and we just have to bag them up. The organization are gonna come pick them up, and you know that's one of the fundraisers that we have going on now. What we're going to have going on. So yeah,
and
we
what about
do the
other type of donations? So we need to start telling people how they can support you guys too. But so what about how do you collect or do you collect items for the individuals, like clothes? And I know you said earlier that one of the organizations brings toiletries. So how do you meet those needs? Is it through just donations? Is it through the
mm-hmm.
grants, the people making donations to you?
When
we
it
want
comes
to tell people
to, like,
how to support you right now, huh?
When it comes to the items that are needed, we take up donations. We also, you can donate through Cash App, GoFundMe. Well, we don't have a GoFundMe right now, but GoFundMe, PayPal, it's several ways. We also have Amazon. I forgot the name of the format for Amazon,
oh, the
babe. You can tell them.
The Smile Club.
Amazon Smile. Mm-hmm. Yep, we have Amazon.
Audience, I want you guys to get a piece of paper and an ink pen because we're going to come back to that in about 5 or 10 minutes. So I want you to write down some of this information so that you can support this organization and the work that's being done in Athens, Georgia. Whew. Okay, audience, I'm full. These two powerhouses here, man, Charles and Stephanie, you guys are just gigantic angels for not just Athens, but for the whole world as a living example of what can be done to help people in their time of need, in their time of distress. So, audience, if you have any questions or if you would like to give any type of accolades to the Hardys, please give us a call at 516-531-9819. Press 1 on the dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. We're going to keep rolling. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to join in the discussion because, man, they are truly, truly, truly powerful individuals. And I've not met them. They came referred to me through a very, very good friend of mine, Tammy Kinney. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful because what you guys are doing is just, it's beyond words. That's all. It's just beyond words. So we have our first caller, area code 470-808. You want to give us your name and your contribution to the discussion tonight, please? Take yourself off of mute. 470-808.
This is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Hey, Sandy. Ah, hey,
yep,
Miss Tammy.
We're burning, huh?
Hey, Queen and King. Hey. You know, I really just want to say this. Thank you so much, Sandy. You are so dear to me. We go so far back for
yep,
having
ma'am.
This powerful couple, the King and Queen, the Hardys, on your show. It just does my heart so, so good. Thank you so much. The question that I want to ask Miss Hardy, I have the pleasure of being her coworker.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. what is it like to support your King with his passion? How does that look when it comes to you making sure he does his self-care?
Woo! Miss Tammy, it's a challenge. Because, unfortunately, my King is a little bit stubborn. he's always wanting to be on the move. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with it. But I have to tell mm-hmm. him to slow down. And I'm just so thankful, you know, that we had a real in-depth conversation probably about a month or so ago. And I think he took heed to what I said because, like, these past few weekends, like, whenever he has a day to himself, he's taking it. He's, you know, he's chilling. He's not being overwhelmed. And I can appreciate that because he really needs to practice self-care, because if he doesn't take care of himself, he can't take care of anybody else. He can't be out there in the community the way he is. But I can say, like, just to see his passion and his drive and everything, yeah, it's an honor to be with, not necessarily throw race in there, but I'm going to throw it in there, but to have a black man that's really as passionate as he is,
yeah,
to want to make a difference in the community. Like, I love him. I do. I love him. I love what he does. But at times it's kind of trying to tell him just, chill out, boo. Just, you know, just take care of yourself sometimes, because you have to take care of yourself and you have to take care of me. So
there you go.
Yeah. Man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then just my last question is, Mr. Hardy, what does
yes,
it
ma'am.
Actually feel like to have a powerful, beautiful queen by your side in all that you do, and you know, saving people? I call it saving people because basically that's what we do with these organizations, to actually be by your side and support you.
You know, Miss Hammer, I tell a lot of the young black males that talk to me on a daily basis, the key to success is making sure that you got a strong woman beside you. I don't see it any other way. If you want to be a successful black man, the key into doing that, you got to have a mate beside you that is strong as you are. And that's what Stephanie bring to me. She just is strong. I told you, this lady jumped up and ordered pizza for a family she didn't even know. So she got that heart that I looked it for, that I wanted a part of my life. I mean, that's what makes her so awesome to me, because I know she got the same type of heart that I have. And that's the key to success. I mean, because even when I kind of stray and get out of line, I mean,
uh-huh,
I know my queen will pull me back and make sure I get right. So, and you ain't going, and you don't really want to be out in the community, whether you're running a nonprofit organization or you just going out there. You don't want to just be out there and you ain't got your thoughts and stuff together. I mean, because you ain't going to bring
true.
No positive energy to somebody that you're trying to help if you're not together yourself. So I want to make sure that I always go out there, when I go out there with me and my members and my wife and all, let's go out there, that I got it together myself. That way I can bring that positive energy up in those counts. And they tell me that. I mean, some of the homeless people actually tell me that, Ms. Tammy, that, man, you got a kids even tell me that. Like, you got
wow,
a real positive energy around you. And that's good. That's what I want people to feel. I don't
right,
want to go in there with no attitude. I don't want to go in there like I'm stressing
right,
about something. I want to go in there with a positive attitude, with God walking beside me. That's how I want to go in there.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm going to get off, but I do want to throw this out. Miss Hardy also is an entrepreneur, and I didn't hear you mention that. She has a natural line of products, and she also does Drink to Shrink.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Tammy.
And I'm going to go ahead and get off on that. All right.
Stephanie?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, tell us about your products, dear.
No, because we was talking about Anthony the Lion.
Okay, then. I'm following what Tammy, you know, Tammy likes to boss me around, so I try to do what she tells me to do.
So I'll go ahead and put it out there. I do have an all-natural skincare line. It's, the website is GG's All Natural Skincare, and I make homemade body butter, soaps, beard oils, and hair butter, and it's so awesome. It has done my skin a lot of good. So, yeah, I have that. And also what she said with Drink the Shrink, it's a natural detox for people that are trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty awesome, too. So those are my two businesses. Yep.
So now, you know, I'm going to have to come. I'm going to jump on Charles's side for a minute now. So you're doing all of this work at your behavioral health job, and then you come over to Athens Alliance, and you're serving the community there, and you got two other businesses going. So when do you get your rest? I know, Charles, right?
I don't know why you're saying that, though, because you know good and well that I won't get me 8 hours. I'm going to get my 8 hours. I'm going to squeeze this. Yes, I will. I sure will. You
know? Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to back off of you.
I'll get my hours in. Because, see, what, see, Charles, he's a little bit older than I am. So he need a little bit more rest than I do. So what he'll do, like, after this interview, he'll probably go to sleep. And I'll be up, and I'll just be peeling around. But then I'll go to sleep for about 4 hours and get back up and do a little something. And then I'll go to sleep. But I'm going to get my 8 hours in.
Oh, okay. You do it in shifts, huh?
Yeah, I do mine in shifts. He do his, like, all the way through.
Yeah, me too. So once I get up, that's it. I've been learning or wanting to learn how to do that napping thing. I'm just not good at it. So I need to get all of mine in at one time. So it's we've got only about 10 minutes or so left in the show. Time goes by really quick. You guys have just been incredible. I'm learning and have just fallen in love with you and your energy and your dedication to the community in helping people that are less fortunate. I would like for you to let the audience know once again your contact information, and if you need to spell anything out, do that. Let's see. So contact information, how they can donate to the organization. I think you said you had Cash App and a GoFundMe and another thing you said. But just give the audience everything before we get too close to the end, because I don't want to, you know, like force it in. I want people to be able to write the information down and contact you, make donations to what you're doing out there.
Go ahead, babe. Do you have it on hand?
No, I don't. Well, we do on the website. If you go to Athens Alliance Coalition, on the website, we do have a GoFundMe. We got a GoFundMe link. We got a PayPal link. What else we got on that website?
Tell the website about.
We do have a Venmo account, and it's Athens Alliance.
Charles?
A Venmo.
What was the last thing you said?
That's Athens Alliance. It's at Athens Alliance. So if you go on
the what was the name of the program?
Venmo.
Do you remember what you had just said? It was one I wasn't familiar with.
Okay. We do have a Cash App, and that is $@AthensAlliance. But pretty much people, they actually be donating from the website. And then you can actually reach out to us. Our phone number is 706-612-4556. You can reach out to us if you got anything that you want to donate for the kids or for the homeless. You can call us, me or either one of my members. We'll call you back and pick the items up. Or if you'd like to be involved, you can call that number. and talk to Miss Stephanie and have Miss Stephanie you guys set up something where you can actually get involved with that. We are taking membership because we can't never get enough members to be a part of Athens Alliance. So we are taking membership for anybody that's interested in being a member of Athens Alliance. It's a fast-paced, fast-growing organization. Miss Sandy Folon, we'll probably be in Atlanta with a crew up there. I guess we'll just have to change the name to Atlanta Alliance. But
no, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it because I think, you know, that the work that you're doing is so needed here, so needed.
Yeah, I had a few people reach out to me and ask me from Monroe, Georgia. They wanted me to come down to Monroe and bring my organization to Monroe. I had Overthought, Georgia. They reached out to me saying bring my organization that way. I mean, it's a lot of cities that want our organization there. That's why I say it's always a need for members, because if I get enough members where I can branch out to other cities, I mean, because the help is needed everywhere. It's needed everywhere, Miss Sandy.
Exactly. That's what I was saying, you know, with that group of people that you had coming in from Atlanta, you know, you're training them to be able to do the work here in Atlanta. So that's why I was like, you know, pat you on your back for that. And, it's needed everywhere. So let me just jump in here real quick. So I'm on the website, you guys, and it's Alliance, A-L-L-I-A-N-C-E, Coalition, COALITION LLC.com. So there's a support, and you got to scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, and there's a donate button that's powered by GoFundMe, and I know you guys are familiar with that. And then you scroll down a little bit more, and there's another donate button, and it's got American Express, Discover, Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal. So you have no excuses. You can go on and make a donation through one of your charge cards or PayPal, GoFundMe, and then you'll see on the website a lot of the activities that they have, the children, the homelessness, and they got a first aid and CPR training coming up too. So, and they got sponsorship levels and just all kind of things on the website. So just make you go there. Make sure that you go there. Alliance Coalition LLC.com. And scroll all the way to the bottom because there's a lot of pictures and activities that's listed, and I think you'll be quite impressed by looking and seeing all the work that's being done. So anybody else that would like to ask a question or give a comment for Charles and Stephanie Hardy, our call-in number, we only have about 4 minutes left, is 516-531-9819, and make sure you hit the 1 so that we know that you want to speak live on air with us. And I think we've covered the phone number, let me come back to that. The phone number to reach the Athens Alliance is 706-612-4556. And so if you want to make any donations that way of clothes or money or volunteer, become a member, that would be the number that you would contact, 706-612-4556. And if you use Cash App, it's $ Athens Alliance. You can do a donation through that. And then Instagram and Facebook is Athens Alliance as well. So those are the various ways that you can contact the organization, that you can support the organization and the tremendous work that they're doing in helping the less fortunate helping the children to learn about taking care of one another. Because, you know, our children during this time that we're living in are the heaviest impacted by the inability to move around freely and to be with other people. So for them to learn how to give back and how to be of service to others that are less fortunate than they are is just really helping their mental health out a great deal. So I thank you for that. I had a group of children about 9 months ago or so on, and they have such a wide range of emotions and experiences that they're having because they're not in school, they're not with their friends, and they can't socialize with their friends. And so Charles and Stephanie, you guys are giving them that opportunity to be out in fresh air and to also be of service to others. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you're doing.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. And I just want to say before you close that even if you can't donate anything, whether it's money, clothes, or volunteer help, drop us a line. I mean, leave a review or either drop us a line and just say thank you. I mean, because that means more to me than anything. I mean, just say thank you, man. Because every day that we get up out of our bed and we go out there in the community, we take risks, too. People don't look at the risks that we take. I mean, one of us could get COVID. One of us could get hurt. We neglect a lot of our duties outside of volunteering or helping the organization. So if you can't give anything, just say thank you. I mean, that means more to me than anything.
That's powerful.
I told you he's awesome, Sandy.
I know. I mean, he got me. I'm just in it. You know, I'm feeling what's being said, and you know, we don't always get that out of a discussion with somebody. You know, but when you can feel a person, you know, it's coming from their heart and from their spirit. You know, so yeah, I appreciate you. And Charles, you know, that experience that you had with whatever your past was and having that confinement in prison, that was all to prepare you for such a time as this so that you could do this work and do it to the best of your ability. And the reason why you can is because of what you learned while you were confined yourself. So I thank you for taking what could have been a negative situation and turning it to be such a positive demonstration of God's love for other people. I really tip my hat off to you.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to leave it alone. When I walked out them prison gates, I can remember the exact words the warden told me when I walked out them gates. He said, Charles Hardy, you free after 22 years, but I'm willing to bet you, you'll be back in 90 days.
Wow.
That's exactly what the prison warden told me when he walked me to the gate. He said, you'll be back in prison in 90 days. He said, because society ain't meant for a black man to win. You'll be back in 90 days. Now, as
well,
the day goes on.
But thank you for making a liar out of him.
Yeah. It's been 5.5 years, not having broke no law, no crime, no nothing. I just applied for my gun license.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Whew. Thank you, Miss Stephanie, for everything that you're doing in this world and for making it a better place for all of us. And, I got to have you guys back on. But I know that, you know, you got work to do. We all got work to do. And, again, I appreciate you so much for the commitment to serving others. So until I see you guys, I'm going to have to come to Athens just to meet you face-to-face.
Absolutely. We're looking forward
to
that.
Yes, indeed,
Thanks for
having
us.
I was coming down there to Winder, actually, once a year to work with Tammy and her program. But, you know, this is now the second year that we haven't done it. So, Anyway, look, I am Sandy Rogers, and I thank you for listening, for participating tonight. And remember, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So into next week, when we have our last powerful black couple for this month, remain blessed, stay safe, and we'll see you then. Good night, everyone.
Wellness.